And for a general writing of IELTS, as you know, there's a difference between both tasks, especially task one for general. Again, there are two tasks. You are required to write at least 150 words for task one, but this time it is a letter. And task two, which is an essay with a minimum of 250 words. In task one, you're presented with a situation and are asked to write a letter requesting information or explaining the situation. The letter may be personal, informal, or semi-formal or formal in neutral style. Neutral in style, I mean. In task two, you are asked to write an essay in response to point of view, to a point of view, argument, or problem. The essay can be slightly more personal in style than the academic writing task two essays. In both tasks, you are assessed on your ability to write a response which is appropriate in terms of content, the organization of ideas, the accuracy and range of vocabulary and grammar. In fact, there are four criteria. In task one of general writing, depending on the task type, you are assessed on your ability to engage in personal correspondence in order to elicit and provide general factual information, express needs, wants, likes and dislikes, express opinion, for example, views, complaints, etc. In task two, you are assessed on your ability to provide general factual information, to outline a problem and present a solution, to present and possibly justify an opinion, to evaluate and challenge ideas, evidence, or an argument. And about marking, you're assessed on your performance on each task by certified IELTS examiners according to IELTS writing test assessment criteria, which are four according to IELTS organization, including task achievement res or response, coherence and cohesion, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy. You can find more details on www.lingua web.ir.